Avodah Zarah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Avodah Zarah Bavli, Daf Ayin Gimel. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Yain Nefech Osur Ba'ife B'chol Shehu, Yain B'Yain U'mayim B'mayim Kol Shehu. Yain Nefech is prohibited, and any amount of it prohibits when in a mixture. For wine into wine and water into water, if water was used for idolatry, any amount prohibits. Yain B'mayim U'mayim B'Yain B'noisin Tam. Wine into water and water into wine is prohibited if its flavor can be tasted. This is the general rule. If the mixture is of the same kind, any amount prohibits. If there are different kinds, then it prohibits only if the flavor can be tasted. And the Gemara says, Chizkia says that when the Mishnah taught that Nesech wine falling into water prohibits if its flavor can be tasted, this is water that's sold in specific quantities, but if not, it's like a case of wine into wine, and any amount prohibits. Chizki Amar Kois Shemazgoi Mi Issa or Mi Heta Benafal Issa Besoif Issa Beheta Besoif Heta. I should say, if both prohibited and permitted wine fell into a cup of water, but each of them was not sufficient to dilute that quantity of water, if the prohibited wine fell first, it becomes annulled in the water, and even when the permitted wine falls in and the total wine quantity becomes significant, it remains annulled, and the mixture is permitted. But if the permitted wine fell first, since there's no concept of annulment with a permitted item, the wine is not annulled, and when the prohibited wine falls in, it prohibits the mixture. Amr Shmuel, Dribilezehi, Dribileze Omar, Acha Achoin Aniba. Rav Shmuel says this teaching of Chizkia follows the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, where we find there's a Mishnah in Oral that teaches that if chulin and trumah, yeast, both fell into a dough, and each are not enough to make it leaven, but together they are, Rabbi Eliezer says that we follow the status of the latter yeast to fall in. And the Chum say that since the yeast of trumah is insufficient to make it leaven, the dough is permitted even to non-kahanim. Rabbi Yirmiyah, Chaymahu, B'yayin Nesech. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, disagrees with this. He says, no, Chizkia could even follow the Chacham over there, but he's stringent here because it's Yayin Nesech. Rabbi Yosi boy, im choymehu b'yayin nesech, afilu nafal heta b'sof yehei osa. Well, Rabbi Yosi asks the question, if so, he should prohibit even if the prohibited wine fell in first. And the Gemara doesn't answer this question. Rabbi Asi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, koish shemozga me'isa me'heta, adroya et ha'heta k'bisha'enoi, v'ha'isa, im yesh b'benoisen tam osa, v'im lav, muta. Rabbi Asi, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that if both prohibited and permitted wine fell into a cup, you ignore the permitted wine if it's absent, and as for the prohibited wine, if it gives flavour to the mixture, it's prohibited, otherwise it's permitted. Amar Hosha Behusha Nofal Heta Besoif. Hosha says only if the permitted wine fell in second. Rabbi Ami B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan V'Loish Shiniyah Bencha Nofal Me'Issa B'Tchila V'Heta Besoif Heta B'Tchila V'Issa Besoif Afilu Mayim B'Yayin Afilu Nimzag Kol Solchoy Me'Heta Adroya Ta'Heta Esa Heta Kami She'Enoi V'Issa Em Yeshba B'Noisim Tam Osa V'Im Lav Muta. But Ami, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, disagrees, and he says, no, it's permitted, whichever order they fell. And even if water fell into wine, and even if the permitted wine first fell in and was diluted fully, and then later the prohibited wine fell in, you ignore the permitted wine as if it's absent, and if the prohibited wine gives flavor, the mixture is prohibited. Amim Zeira, Hadal Amalan, Is Amris, Bakula, Tinayin, Heich, Aivida. Rabbi Zeira asked, what's the wording above Rabbi Yochanan, whichever order? Means that we ignore the permitted wine coming. What's actually coming to include this wording of whichever order? Rabbi Yosi b'Rabun, Rabbi Abo, b'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Sluchas shel Yayin Nesech shenofal lechavish shel Yayin. You should say v'chachach nofal l'seich bor shel Mayim adroya esa heta k'misha enu v'isa im yeshu b'noisin tam osa v'imlav muta. The answer is Rabbi Yosi b'Rabun, Rabbi Abo, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, say if a flask of Yayin Nesech fell into a barrel of wine, which then fell into a vat of water, we ignore the permitted wine, and if the permitted wine is enough to give flavour, then it's prohibited. And the Gemara asks the question, so to continue the discussion we had before, where we had the Maseches Ola about the chulin and trumah yeast falling into dough, we've learned that according to Rabbi Eliezer, if they fell one after another, we follow the status of the latter yeast to fall in. What is the opinion about when they fell in at the same time? Nishmanim in Ador, we can suggest an answer from a Tosefta in Psochim. Me'imasai chomeitz kusim muta, la'acha pesach, shabalabatim, shalosh abosos, shalafir, shalachtumim, bekvarim, acha shalosh yomim, bekrachim, acha shalosh tanumim. That's the correct guess. When is the chomeitz of kusim, who are suspected of owning chomeitz on Pesach and using it afterwards, when is that permitted after Pesach? It means at what point after Pesach is there no longer a concern that one is buying chomeitz that they owned on Pesach, thereby making it prohibited to eat? Then the answer is private homeowners' chametz may be bought 3 weeks of baking after Pesach. Since they bake once a week and they use yeast, which is sourdough from dough made earlier, it takes 3 weeks until the remnants of the yeast from Pesach are gone. A baker's chametz, in the villages where they bake in relatively small quantities, it takes 3 days, and in the cities where the bakers bake in larger quantities, it takes 3 rounds of baking. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Af kasher amru shebalabatim achas shloisha shebasav shelafia, should say, im haya adam godol oy shehaya meisel benoy ve'afa shloisha tanurim b'shabbos echad zu achazu muta. Af kasher amru shenachtayim b'kfarim achas shloisha yomim im nitrak ve'afa shloisha tanurim v'yom echad ze'achazeh muta. Rav Shimon Elazar says, even though they said that a private homeowner's chametz may be bought 3 weeks of baking after Pesach, if he's an important person or he's marrying off his son, as soon as he did 3 rounds of baking on 3 consecutive days, his dough is permitted. And even though they say that a baker's chametz may be bought in the villages after 3 days, but if he was pressured and baked 3 rounds of baking in 1 day, then the dough is permitted. Tani, Rav Shimon Omer, Af Sha'amru Shanachtomim Bekrachim, which would say, Achashlosha Tanurim, Otha, and Shlosha Yomim, Shemeshach with Boiroloi, Sa'or, Lachol, Oitha, Hayom. Rav Shimon says in the Baisa, even though they said that in the cities it takes 3 rounds of baking even on the same day, it is actually prohibited until 3 days have passed. Since in the morning he sets aside yeast for all baking that he'll do that day, it comes out that all baking on any given day is in fact from the same yeast. Oitha Isa Ashnia, Loi Me'isa Beheta, Mischametzes. The Gemara asks, but since he took the yeast for the second dough from that which leavened in the first dough, which contains a mixture of permitted and prohibited dough, it turns out that the second dough was leavened by both types of dough, and it should be permitted. Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Reish Lakish, Mantana, Chamitzan, Chalkusim, Rabbi Eliezer, I should say. Rabbi Yirmiyah, quoting Reish Lakish, answered, the Tana, who authored the Tosefta of yeast of Kusim that we had earlier, is a Eliezer, who holds that even when the leavening comes from both types of dough, it's also prohibited, and this also answers our earlier question. And Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina and Tunaya, Nehiras to have Yisan Marin at Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Reish Lakish, Man Tana Chamsan Chalkusim Reb Lezer, V'kan lo yavinan Marin ela Rabbi Hila b'shem Reish Lakish, Yod l'chamitzan Chalkusim k'Reb Lezer. Rabbi Yosef said to Rabbi Chanina and Tunaya, I remember that both you and Rabbi Yirmiyah said in the name of Reish Lakish that the Tosefta's author is Reb Lezer, but here we don't say that. Rather, Rila said in the name of Reish Lakish that the Chachamim acted stringently with the Kusim to prohibit their dough for 3 bakings, even if it becomes leavened through both types of dough, as is usually the opinion of Reb Lezer. Ro'id me'adah, the Dama Reb Chanina bar Reb Abo, Abba Havale Uvda, Shalach Shalom Reb Chia, and it should say Reb Yosi or Reb Imi, Ro'in Leik Reb Lezer, Mark Uchida Moirin Loi Mishum Shiyod Lechamitzim Shal Kusim Reb Lezer. And another support for Rabbi Chanina bar Rabbi Abo is that my father was brought such a case of chametz of kusim they owned over Pesach, and he sent a message asking Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Yassin, Rabbi Imi, who ruled that it's prohibited, like the opinion of Rabbi Lezer. And if there's also a dispute between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbanon there, how could the rabbis rule like Rabbi Lezer, who is an individual, over the Rabbanon, who are the majority? Rather, it must be that even the Rabbanon agreed to Rabbi Lezer in the case of chametz of the kusim. I'm Rabbi Mani, Koimi Rabbi Yosi, Kamadat Amma, Taman Halacha Rabbi Lezer, Avocha. Of Hacha Halacha Reb Lezer. Rabbanah said to Rabbi Yosi, just as you said there in the case of the Kusim, the Halacha for Reb Lezer is that also true over here, that even when there is a mixture of Truma and Chul and yeast, and there's not enough Truma yeast to leaven it, it's prohibited. So does the Halacha follow Reb Lezer here as well or not? Amalei, Rabbi Yosi said to Rabbanah, Olechol Dava, do you think the Halacha follows him in all cases? Rather, only in the first case we follow him, but not in this case.